So we were in new life at that time, and there were certain orders that were given to us in new life. A new life, to be in short, was a life of helplessness and hopelessness, governed by certain orders by the head companion of ours, who was not supposed to be talked loudly about his status of who he is. To all those who followed him, they could keep in their hearts their feelings and their convictions and faith, whatever it be, about him. But outwardly, he is to be addressed as one of the companions. He is one of us. And we were one of his companions. We were the companions and he was our companion, in short. But then, whatever orders he gave, good or bad, he has emphasized that good or bad, we must carry them out immediately. And there were quite a few orders like that. And one of the orders that was there was that we shouldn't express cruelty, we shouldn't express anger, and so forth. So it was there. And the most important order was that we should always have a cheerful front, whatever may be within oneself. Yeah, we must be always smiling, fine, like the cherubs around, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It might be, anger might be blazing within you, or whatever you feel like, your desperation and you become despondent or whatever it be, let it be within you, let it not surface, you see, that's the important thing. So you have to just keep a cheerful front all the time. So that's how the whole setup was. And he being our companion, he would all the time help us, reminding us all. And we being his companion, we were duty bound to help him, reminding about it. You follow? On equal footing, it was. So now, coming back to our story with this setup, it is one of the journeys that we had. And we came at about to a place. We had walked a long distance, a long stretch of distance. And we were coming from the cave side, Aurangabad Road. And there's a place called Imampur. And while we came there, now it's time, it's about 9 o'clock in the evening. It's time for us to relax and rest somewhere. So Baba was saying that, well, if we find a place, all of a sudden we remember, Baba showed, why can't we go and rest there? And that was a dilapidated mosque. We knew it from our early years with living here, because we set out a new life from Pipalgaon. So we had toured all these places. So that was a mosque. And you know, at the time of the Britishers, many things had happened. Originally it was a mosque, because there is a locality called Imampur. Imams are, you may call it, the faithful ones, the Mohammedan locality. You know what an imam means, the head, all the heads, group heads, you may call it. Now we know them as group heads or something like that. So they were known as imams at the time, in the time of Muhammad and all that. So the leaders. In short. So naturally, there's a whole township there, a village. It is now a village. Formerly, it must have been a township. They must have created a nice mosque. It's built of stones and all that. But at the time of the Britishers, they made it into. You need not have so many mosques or anything. So they made it into a rest house, the Britishers. Every 12 miles or 13 miles or 15 miles, I think it was 15 miles. From one place to another, the officials would tour every time. They had to govern the whole country. They were foreigners. So then, naturally, they had to carry their offices and all that. They would have their wives and children with them. So they need to have a place to rest, or to stop over, make their quarters over. The headquarters are quite different. Somebody might be living in Bombay and had to tour this district. So he would come and halt there for some days. And naturally, he would receive his mail. You would receive communications and all that, and from rest house you would deal with it. So they needed these rest houses. So they had converted it into a rest house at the time. And then after the Britishers left, naturally again, they abolished this being rest house and all that. It was considered to be a sacrilege, you see, and they must try to renovate the mosque and all that. But in the process, they had left it all the more in a dilapidated state. They could neither renovate it, nor could they continue it as a rest house. It was sort of neglected.
Left to nature. Huh? Left to nature.
So we knew that. So when Baba saw that it's time now, Baba said, why can't we go and have a rest here? So that's how we entered the... There's no gate now. It wasn't there at the time. There were two pillars of the gate that were created by the British. So we entered there. The door was just shut like that. Give a kick or something like that. I opened it. It opened. And there's a nice room. Nice ceiling and all that. The stone structure. And it's all dark and there's nothing there. Baba has to take rest. There's no question of food or water. All that you have to do is on the roadside. Now we are heading for rest. So what we did was, naturally Baba had to rest. So we had those who were responsible for keeping guard over his body and all that, so naturally they felt responsible. So I was the person who had to see to that. So I went inside the room, it is all dark, and how to find out whether it is safe for me to allow Baba to lie down there. So naturally I had to sprawl myself and in the dark to see, find out whether there is a cobra or this or that. We had to go through all this, go to the corners and in the dark. Because we didn't have any flashlights or lanterns or lamps, nothing of the sort. The precious light was in a matchbox. And that cannot be used for such things. You can't beg for a matchbox. It's very difficult to get a matchbox out of begging. Sometimes when they are doing that or something, you just look at these people, you know. So through that, you see, we hypnotize them and might get something. It's like that these are the tricks of the trade, you know. We can't go on violating. So what happens is that I had my matchbox, but I couldn't, like, I wouldn't want to waste on it. So I just spread up myself out and assured myself that everything is quiet and clean. But it was not clean, it was dusty. So what I could do at the time, we didn't have any brooms or anything. So I had my rug, a blanket. What I did, I just started sweeping the whole thing with that and get the whole thing cleared out of dust and other things. It was neglected, the place was neglected. And then Baba was outside, sitting on the ground there, keeping himself ready, in readiness to enter when everything is okay. So I said, Baba, now it's all right. So that same rug was dusted and spread there, and I said, now it's ready, you can come. He'll lie down. So he laid himself down there in one of the corners of the room. And then he told me to sit outside as a watch for the night. So I was there for the night. The door was just kept shut like that. And the other three members were there, the companions were there, they slept outside, not too far away from the building. And after a while, after about an half an hour or maybe three quarters of an hour, I don't remember the time, he clapped. And he said, when he clapped, so I had to enter. That is the sign. How may I explain to you how we related ourselves with him and him being in silence and how we came and all that? We have to go on describing. Simple thing is that he clapped means call, you're called. So I'm called. So I open the door and get inside. Simple thing. Now, he is in silence and I have my eyes to see, but I can't figure out why he called me. So, well, very reluctantly I had to waste one matchstick on him. So I got the matchbox out, you see, and he's saying something, and I said, Baba, wait, I will get my matchbox out, because it was wrapped up in, you see, and very well preserved. You know how moisture is of no avail, it doesn't strike, you see, it gets moist. So I got it out, and I lit one matchstick, with the flame of it, he says that there is some noise here. I hear it and it's disturbing me. This is how I figured out. And I said, oh, there's noise here. That's all, that's the only conversation. So I stood there and stood there trying to figure out where the noise is. How can there be noise? It's an empty room, you see. I said, I told Baba that the noise that you might be hearing is of the persons, the companions that are outside, they are snoring loudly. So Baba said, oh, tell them to go further away. So I woke them up and made them go further away and so forth. And again, I sat down there, but Baba again clapped, and I went there, and again I had to waste one more matchstick. I says, no, there's noise inside here somewhere. So I stood there and waited. Very soon after that, I don't know how many minutes must have spent, all of a sudden I hear, just sure, there was what? Noise. And the noise represented some fluttering of wings of some bird. And I said, yeah, it is possible, because it is neglected. So I went into the direction, in the same direction where they heard the noise, and sure enough there was a bird nesting there. There was a niche there. I just tried to feel, and there is a niche there, and you know how the twigs are there and little things are there, all the bird nesting. It was a dove. So I went there and I said, Baba, there is a bird nesting there. Again I did that and said, there is a bird nesting there. Baba said, throw it off. So I said, oh, all right. So I went to throw the thing out. Naturally, all this happened in no time. So I would go there. He's lying there, and I'm going there. There's a niche there, so I'm going there. So while I'm there, I'm almost touching it, and he clapped incessantly. And that was a different clap, clap of great alarm. We had different claps. We had heard of it. We were trained about it. So when we heard that, usually on any day, we would leave everything and rush to him. What's the matter? What do you want? And that was it. So I left it and I came there. And then I struck match after match to figure out what he was saying. And he says, have you thrown the bird out? I said, no, Baba, I was about to. He says, you didn't remind me that it's no good throwing the bird out. You would have poured water on it like that and so forth. It means, it's a colloquial term. In the new life, we have spent so many years now in new life, and if you had, well, you should have reminded me about my cruelty towards the innocent bird. Why did you not remind me? All right, now you sit, go outside and sit down, don't throw it. Means he signified by water, means, I don't know whether you all use that figure, it's like pouring water over all that you have done, it's erasing the whole thing out. You follow?
Yeah.
You understand
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, so I kept quiet. What can I say? I can't say that, well, you ordered me and I did it. I simply said I forgot to remind you about it. Are you following what I'm saying? So what happened is that when I sat out, of course it's now morning, daytime now, the hours pass by, it's dawn, naturally Baba claps and said, come on now, let's start again, but before that I must wash my face. So I go out, fetch water from the well, there's a well nearby. So I first of all, I had to find the well. I found it, got the water out, and luckily for me, it was good that I could have some. We had a container, some container that was there. I scooped water out because steps lead down to the well. We have certain wells over here that have steps right up to the very surface of the water. Like your Mirazad well, have you seen
that?
We have not blocked it because others may go inside. So that's how it works. They are known as Bharavas. So I went there, got the water, made him wash his face and all that. And he was fresh. And it was a small little cubicle, small of this size room of the carpet. He's in the center. I made him wash his face. And he says, go and call the others. So I called them. They came. And they are inside.
The women
no, no, only three were left. Four of us were there. This is the last phase now. Only the poor. This is the Manana stage. So he's standing in the center and he tells me to repeat what happened last night. So I repeat. I didn't guess what he is trying to let us know. I said, this has happened, and Baba said that luckily I didn't throw the thing out because Baba expressed his cruelty and we would, if had I thrown it out, you see, I forgot to remind him, had I thrown it out, we would have poured water over our new life years and so forth. So Baba said, yeah, that is what happened. And I'm feeling sad about it. He expressed it by putting his hand on his breast like this. Yeah, I'm not happy about it. So then Baba said, do one thing. Take your shoes out and give me a beating with your shoes. Means we didn't have shoes, the laces or anything. We had our slippers or somebody had chappals or something. So we removed whatever we had and with one hand we started beating. We gave him a beating. All four of us are surrounding him. He's standing in the center.
On his right?
Yeah, on the back. It depends upon where you are standing. Yeah. Some on the back, some on the thigh, some here, like that. So Baba then heaved a sigh and says, I'm very happy. The burden has been relieved. I'm relieved of the burden. And I'm happy. So if you feel relieved, you are happy. No, but he says, now, do one thing. Let it have a crown on it. Means top it all with spitting upon him. That will make me very happy. So we spat on him for his cruelty towards an innocent bird. That's what he told us. That's what we did. That is the story. Gussi, what else you want?
Nothing.
And then as if nothing has happened, Baba says, now let's go. And I'm very happy. And we went out and finished that we came. And then we came towards this side, Mehrazad. It's about 12 miles or 13 miles, I think, from there. 14 miles, I forget now. We are coming, and while we are here, on the right-hand side, Baba from a distance sees the two cabins on the hill, seclusion hill. And Baba says, they are still there. I said, yeah, they must have been preserved in your absence. So come on, let's go and have a rest over there. So we cross. We crossed the farms, fields that are there, and we went up the hill there, and we stationed there. Thought that next day you'll go away from there. But in the meantime, what had happened was that the women had seen him from the window. They were here at the time. The women had already returned to Mehrazad. Baba had sent them there. And so Mehra Mani spotted him coming across the field, so they went there halfway and met him. And then Baba said, I'm going up there, you just be there. So he went up there. And after 2-3 days he says, I want the two cabins brought down and made into one and I want to continue with my Mananas there at Mehrazad here. So that's how the two cabins were dismantled from there, brought down there, made into one. Padri was called by the people and so forth. That's all.
Are those cabins here now?
Yeah.
That cabin is, where is that cabin? Which cabin is that?
Right behind your back.
Oh, that?
There, no, it's there. It's in that corner there. Outside.
Oh.
There my room is.
Oh, that's your, where your room is?
Yeah, after he finished his Mananas, he told me to stay there. Yeah. Prior to that, our room was under the sky.
That's annoying. Who Baba was? Did you all reach him very lightly?
Pardon?
Knowing fully well who Baba was. Yeah. When he asked you to beat him, did you all beat him very lightly?
No. He wanted a good beating, so we gave him a good beating. We'll just touch with the shoes just to pacify him or something. No, he wouldn't be happy with that. Because he had dinned into our head what obedience should be like. Any order, good or bad, I give you, carry it out with discipline. Cheerfully and all that, all the orders were there. They were there and he had trained us into it.